شوش رب مردشر. This evening is being sponsored by Mr. Avram Black in memory of his father. The yahrzeit is now. Shevach ben Avram Mordechai, Ilu Nishmoso, and also Mr. Talent's the 40th yahrzeit of his father, Rav Chaim, and Rav Avram Moshe Talent, whose yahrzeit is on Kaf Ches Nisan. Okay, we all a few days ago left Mitzrayim, and we're on the way to Kriyas Yamsuf. And the Maral explains that Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, only the first day was significant. Only Chometz was only Osir one day, and the Yontif was only one day. Chol HaMoed became part of the Yontif after the first Shvi Shel Pesach. And then the whole 7-day period became a Zman of Geula. And the truth is that everything that happened after Yetzias Mitzrayim was all potentially within Yetzias Mitzrayim. That goes really till the end of time. And surely whatever happened by Kriyas Yamsuf was already inherent in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Didn't come out actually until Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore the korbanos of these 7 days, Einam Chalukim, there's no difference between them. It's all one period of time. And everything that was inherent in that first day just took time until it actually came out. And that's why the real reason the Gemara says in Arachin that we don't say Hallel. We have a minig to say what's called Chatzi Hallel. Hallel Bedilug. It's only a minig, just like Rosh Chodesh. But Hallel, the Chiyuv of Hallel, is only the first day of Pesach. That's why we say Hallel, full Hallel, only the first day. Because really only the first day was significant, and everything else after that was just the aftermath and the Yitzhiya Lepoel, the actual Hizgashmus of what happened the first day. The Taz, on the other hand, says another reason, seemingly a separate reason from what the Gemara says. Eventually we'll explain that it's not a separate reason at all. Seemingly an extra reason. That the reason we don't say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach specifically is because of what the Gemara says in Megillah and in Sanhedrin, that the Bikshu Malochi Ashore Shlomar Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf, and the Rabbanu Shem said to them, Maise Yodai Tovim Bayam, Diatem Omrim Shira Lefonai, Shaykh to say Shira, when my handiwork, human beings are drowning, simple meaning that the Egyptians drowned. How can you say Hallel? And therefore, we don't say Hallel. We don't say, they didn't say Shira. We don't say Hallel on Shvi Shel Pesach. And since you don't say it Shvi Shel Pesach, you can't say it Chol HaMoed either. The only problem is the Gemara doesn't say that reason. And beyond that, we say Hallel Leil Pesach. Leil Pesach, Egyptians also died. Makas Bechoros. Why was that okay to say? Can't say how Shvi Shel Pesach, but how Leil Pesach you can say. And we said Shira. So Malachim didn't say Shira. We could say Shira. Maisi Yodai Tovim Bayam. Beyond that, I'm going to give you quite a few questions to think about. If we don't finish this, at least you have questions to think about. You can give your own answers. Rashi by Kriyas Yamsuf says the following. Mati tzake loy daber el bnei Yisrael v'yisol. What are you being marich b'tfila? Now's not a time to be marich. Tell Klal Yisrael to move. Rashi says, Kedai zechus avosam. Uzchus v'emuna she'eminu bi she'ibok alohem hayon. There's no problem here. They have enough zechuyos between zechus avos and the zechus of the emuna that they had that they left Mitzrayim and followed me into the midbar. And now into the Yam, that the Yam's going to split for them. So what are you being marich b'tfilah? Let them go. The Yam's going to split. And right after that, Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Vayelech malachu elokim asher holech lefneihem, vayelech me'achareihem. Rashi says, whenever it says elokim, is midas hadin. Malameid shekol oso hayay lo hayu nesinim badin. That entire night there was a judgment in Shamayim, whether the Yidden were going to be drowned or they'd make it through the Yam. And that was the time of Sorosh El Yam, Sorosh El Mitzrayim, Halalu Obdei Avodah Zorah, Halalu Obdei Avodah Zorah. Why did the Jews deserve to be saved any more than the Egyptians deserve to be drowned? And Chazal also darshan on the Pasuk, V'hamayim lohem choma, one of them is written chaser without a vav, chema, tikre choma lechema. Malameid, that there was a tremendous din and a midas hadin against Klal Yisrael the entire night, that maybe they would also be drowned in Yamsuk. So it didn't seem to be so partial. Here Rashi says that it was very simple. They have enough zechuyos, the Yam's going to be nifka. And here it says that until the morning, it wasn't clear that Klal Yisrael were going to make it out of the Yam. So which is it? Did they have enough schos or never have schos? Another kash. It's a medrash in Shmos Rabbah. Medrash says the following. Oz Yosher Moshe, Hado Dixi, Piha Poska Bechachma, Vesoras Chesed Alashona. Niyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sa'ola. Liad Sha'omdu Yisrael Al Hayom, Lo Matzinu Adam Sha'omar Shira LaKadosh Baruch Hu El Yisrael. From the time the world was created, until Klal Yisrael said Shira by Yamsuf, no human being ever said Shira. Bora Adam Arishon, v'lo Amar Shira. Adam Arishon didn't say Shira. Hitzul Avram Mikibshon Oeishu min HaMelochim, v'lo Amar Shira. V'chein Yitzchok min HaMacheles, v'lo Amar Shira. V'chein Yaakov min HaMalach, u'min Esav, u'min Anshe Shechem, v'lo Amar Shira. Kivin Shabo Yisrael Yam, v'nikru lohem miyad omru Shira lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'ne'emar az Yosher Moshe v'nei Yisrael. Heavy pi of pascha the chachma. Illaploy. Adam Arishon didn't say Shira. Mizmor Shir liyom haShabbos, Chazal say, was composed by Adam Arishon when Cain was nimchal on his aveira, he was yotzei with b'tshuva. So he said Mizmor Shir liyom haShabbos. Beyond that, you don't have to go anything farther than a week earlier. Halayla hashir yelochem kelel hiskadeshchad. Klal Yisrael themselves said Shira the week before. Right? They said Hallel when they made Korban Pesach. And they sang Hallel when they ate the Korban Pesach. And it says Betheirish, it's called the Shira. Hashir Yelochem Kaleil Iskadishcha is going on the Shir that they said Leil Pesach. So really nobody said Shira a week before that they said Shira. And other Marishan said Shira. And it's very difficult to imagine that Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak and Yaakov didn't say Shira. So what does it mean? In order to answer all of this, I want to set a few yesodos, and then we'll put it all together and see, Taka, what this period until Shvi Shal Pesach, what our avoda is. We said Seder night, Ilu kor alonu es hayan, velo heviranu besocho becherova dayenu. Very strange. The Ribbono Shel Olam made Kriyas Yamsu, but he didn't take us through on the dry land. That would have been enough. Enough for what? What would have been the purpose of Kriyas Yamsu if we didn't go through? And Ilu have Iran Basoko Becherova, Veloshika Tsarenu Basoko Dayen. If we had gone through, but the Mitzrim were not drowned, also would have been enough. And Ilu Shika Tsarenu Basoko, right, and then the rest is not Nogeyatas, is also Dayen. Seems that there are three distinct parts to Kriyas Yamsuf that are not dependent one on the other, each one independent of the other. And any one of the three could have happened and been enough. What does that mean? The purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam, if the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to take Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he could have done it in a very tzanua way, without osos and mopsim, without the spectacular show that he made. Why the show? The answer is very simple. That the Rabbanu Shel Olam wanted to set a foundation both for our belief and for the belief of the entire world for all time. We all know, as the Kuzri says, that the events of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the fact that these miracles happened in front of an entire nation, not to individuals who reported it, but people saw it themselves, both Eser Makos and Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Kriyas Yamsuf and Matan Torah, that is the foundation of our Emunah. Not only that, it's the foundation of the Emunah of the whole world. Because Goyim also have to believe in the Torah in order to do their seven mitzvahs, that they're mitzvah because of the Torah. And the foundation of Emunah is the fact that these nisim happened barabim. And each thing, each makkah, each nes, Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, added another dimension to the foundations of Emunah. And it wasn't just for us, but for the entire world. What was the purpose of Kriyas Yamsuf, says the Torah? Wasn't to get the Jews to the other side. If somebody asked you, why did the Jews cross the Yamsuf, it wasn't to get the other side. Because Tulsa says they never got to the other side. They made a U-turn, came back to the original side. So that's Tulsa's sheet. So the Jews didn't have to get to the other side of the Yam, so it didn't have to split for them to get through. So why was there Kriyas Yamsuf? The Rabbanu Shem didn't have to make Kriyas Yamsuf to drown the Egyptians. There was a Yor in Mitzrayim. He could have made a big wind and let all the Egyptians fall into the sea. Right? He didn't need to bring them into Yamsuf and make such a tremendous miracle of splitting the sea. So why did he do it? The Torah says why. The Yodu Mitzrayim Ki Ani Hashem. In order that the Egyptians should know that I'm the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And the Ibn Ezra says, two pshatim there. One perush is the Egyptians who will survive in Mitzrayim will hear what happened to their relatives, and they'll know that I'm the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Second pshat, the Ibn Ezra says, is talking about the Egyptians who are going to drown. That for a few minutes, as they're drowning, they'll know there's a God in the world. And the whole Kriyas Yamsuf, the whole show, was worth it that a few hundred goyim should know there's a Rabbanu Shel Olam for a few minutes. That is, the Ramban says in the end of Parshas Bo, is the purpose of the Bria. The whole purpose of creation, the purpose of human beings, is that they should know that they are created human beings, created by a creator, and that they have to serve that creator. That is the tachlis of the Bria. And for even a few hundred goyim to know that for a few minutes is kedai. So the Rabbanu Shem put on this tremendous show to let us know that he created the world. When he created the world, nobody was around. There weren't any witnesses. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam made a mini creation. Staka d'pshat. That, what was the first act in creation that really was directly related to human beings? When the Rabbanu Shel Olam made dry land. There should be dry land, there should be a place for human beings in this world. The Rabbanu Shel Olam reenacted that act of creation by Kriyas Yamsuf. Where there was sea and water, he made the waters collect on the sides, and he made dry land again for Yidden who needed that dry land. And he took the same dry land and made it back into Yam for people who didn't deserve. The Rabbanu Shel Olam showed that he's the one who created a makom, place, for human beings in this world, and if they don't deserve it, then he takes away that place. And he makes it the way that it was to begin with. And that's why there was a tnai, hisna kodesh baruch mayam. Why the Rabbanu Shel Olam made a condition with the yam, because that was an act of creation. Second time around. Only this time witnessed by the entire world. It wasn't just Yidden who witnessed Kriyas Yamsuf. Every water in the world split. Shamu amim yirgozum. Chiloch az yoshvei poloshes. Oz nivalu alufei abdom elei moab. It wasn't something just functional to save Klal Yisrael, to get them to the other side of the Yam. It was a show, kibiyochol, the Rabbanu Shem put on for the entire world to set a foundation of Emunah that the Rabbanu Shem created the world. And he is continually involved in the ongoing creation of the world. Klal Yisrael have a mission to bring Emunah to the entire world. We are a mamleches kohanim, a goy kadosh, or lo amim. That's our tafkid. There are many ways of fulfilling that. Before Kriyas Yamsuf, the Rabban Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael have enough zechuyos that the Yam is going to split for them. This show is going to happen under the chasut of Klal Yisrael. They're the sponsors. They're the ones who, in their schus, this is going to happen. The world's going to learn that there's a God. Now, they may not make it through the Yam. This may be they're going to go out with a flash. But L'netzach Nitzachim, those Yidden, and Klal Yisrael, which will end there. Or it may be that part of it will end there. There may be people who will go through and people who won't go through. That's not decided yet. But one aspect of Kriyas Yamsuf was, Ilu Kora Lonuas Hayam, V'lo Haviranu B'socho, V'lo Shika Tzoreinu. If nothing else happened except that the Yam split, that in itself would have been a schus for Klal Yisrael. True, they may have not made it. It may have been the last schus they would have in this world. But l'netzach nitzachim, Klal Yisrael would have the schus that they, in their schus, Yamsuf split. And the Rabban Shem was able to teach the world, and the rest of the world from then on would have known there's a creator if they chose to know because of what Klal Yisrael was zochet. That's it. That could have been the fiery, flashy end of the Jewish people, or a portion of them, but that was irrelevant to a certain degree. In addition to that, the Rabban Shel Olam chose to make this more spectacular. Not only is there now a proof that I'm the creator, and that I give people a place, and they deserve that place only if they live according to the way that I want them to live, but what happens to people who don't live like that? Mida keneged mida. They drowned your children, I'm going to drown them. It didn't have to be in the same time. But part of this spectacular show, which showed the foundation of Emuna, included a second prat, that the Egyptians were drowned. The Egyptians could have been drowned, and the Yidden could have been drowned. They also were not dependent one on the other. Could have been that the show would have included the idea that the Rabban Shem is the borei and he gives place for human beings and he takes away place. In addition to that, the Egyptians, who had to be punished, and punished mida keneged mida, which made even a greater impression as Yisro. What made the impression on Yisro? Ki badover asher zodu aleihem. Yisro was impressed by the fact of mida keneged mida. You see, mamish yad Hashem. It's not just that the Rabban Shem creates and he gives place or whatever, but he's intricately involved in every prat that happens. So it's a second aspect. It's a greater madriga. But again, Klal Yisrael could have been the end of our mission. We fulfilled our mission. The fact that Klal Yisrael survived and came out of the Yam means that Malchus Hashem, our mission in this world, didn't end then. But it's an ongoing, continuing mission of helping to bring that message to the world and to ourselves. Bringing it home, and through bringing it home and living the kind of life we're supposed to live, to be a mamleches kohanim, the goy kadosh, and or lo amim, a lighthouse to the world. To remind them that there's a Rabban Shalom. To utilize the miracles the Rabban Shalom did for us to be able to educate the entire world. If you look at the Shira, I think that these three aspects, again, each one independent of the other, each one a mila in itself, are represented. Where does the Shira start? Ashira l'Hashem ki go go. That's the first thing. Go go. From here you see the geis, you see the tremendous shlita that the Rabban Shem has over the world. Had that been all, that would have been enough to say Shira for it. In addition, sus v'rochvo rama v'yam. Second thing, that the Rabban Shel Olam drowned the Egyptians, mida keneged mida. Second thing that we see. And in the end, ozi v'zimras ko v'yehi li lishua. Third thing, not only did the Rabban Shel Olam create that geus, which in itself would have been enough, but he also drowned the Egyptians, and he also saved us. Three separate things. Three separate shvachos. With that, I want to explain a difficult medrash, which I really have another explanation that I usually say, but I think this one is also emes. Moshe Rabbeinu, the medrash says, said the following, Ba'oz chotasi, uba'oz ani misakein. I sinned with the word oz, and I will correct my sin with the word oz. Where did I sin with the word oz? After his first attempt to convince Paro to let them go was unsuccessful, to say the least, Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rabbanu Shem with tainus. Lama harioso, lama zeh, lama zeh shlachtoni, why did you do evil to these people? Why did you send me all together? Umeyoz bossi el Paro ledaber b'shmecho, heira lama zeh, v'hatzelo itzalto samecho, things just got worse, you didn't save them. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rabbanu Shem, I used the word oz, and I sinned with that word. So I'm going to correct that sin. Shneemar, Oz Yashir Moshe. I sinned with Oz, I'm going to correct the Oz. Very difficult medrash. First of all, if you had to pick out one word from those two sentences of Moshe Rabbeinu's kindness to the Rabbanu Shalom, I wouldn't have picked Oz. Oz is the beginning of the second sentence. I would have picked Lama. Lama Hario Shalom, as that's the first word. And it also really hits the point. Who are you to question me? Lama, why are you questioning me? Not Oz, may Oz Basi El Paro, that's the sin. It's the beginning of the second sentence, why is that the sin? And also Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, he sinned with the word Oz, now he's going to correct it. Moshe didn't say Oz Yashir Moshe, the Torah said that. That's the narrative. Moshe started with Ashir El Hashem. He didn't even say Oz Yashir. So how did that mean the Sakin there, there? So it's not a Tikkun and it's not the Chet. What's the Medrash talking about? When Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Rabbanu Shel Olam and he said, Lama harioso lama zeh, lama zeh shlachtoni, that wasn't a chet. Adarab. That's how a person has to react to tzaras. Things get bad. He's a leader. He has to explain to Klal Yisrael, what are they supposed to get from these tzaras? Things are getting worse. Why? When a person, roe adam yisurim boyim alav, what are you supposed to do? Be stoic and say, oh well, yisurim are all for the good, let's just accept them and don't think about it or whatever. No. Yimashmish b'maisav. Yifashbeish b'maisav. That's what you're supposed to do. What does that mean? For what purpose are these yisurim coming on me? What am I supposed to learn from it? What am I supposed to do? Lama is not madua. Madua means, I would like, for information's sake, to know what you're doing. Lama is lama. For what purpose? Lama harayos lama zeh. For what purpose? What are we supposed to learn from this? What am I supposed to tell the people? Why have things gotten worse? Is there something they're supposed to misaken? Something they're supposed to do tshuva on? Something they're supposed to do extra that they weren't doing before? Lama harayos lama zeh. Lama zeh shlachtoni. So now, what is the purpose of my shlichus? I thought it was to get Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. Obviously, there's something else over here. There's nothing wrong with asking that. I don't know. It's a mitzvah gedolah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask that. That's not the chet. You know what the chet was? May oz basi el paro ledaber b'shmecho heir olam hazeh v'hatzelo itzavs. Moshe Rabbeinu made the following summary of his mission. From the time I came to Paro, everything got worse. Nothing got better. The Rabbanu Shalom said, I agree with you. These are the Jewish people. Didn't get better. But can't you see a revach, a benefit from your shlichus? For 210 years, the name of the Rabbanu Shalom was not mentioned in Paro's court. Forgot about Yosef completely. Before that, when Yosef was alive, Paro himself mentioned Shem Hashem. Is there anyone greater? Ruach Elokim bo? Me'achrei sholdia Elokim oscho eskolzeh? Is there a greater, wiser person in Egypt than you? Yosef came in, came out, constantly mentioned Shem Hashem. Chassidus Shavuot, I don't remember which Rebbe. Yosef sent his father the following message. Go and tell my father, Somani Elohe Elohim, Adonli Limitzrayim. Parshat Pshat is, the Rabbanu Shel made me a master over Egypt. Says this Chassidus Rebbe, you can read a little bit differently. Somani, I made Elohim, the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Adon, the Eretz Mitzrayim. I made God a master in Eretz Mitzrayim. I've spread his name. For 210 years, No one mentioned the Rabban Hashem's name in Paro's palace where he could say, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekol. I don't know this Shem Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was discussing and debating, and Shem Hashem is being discussed in Paro's palace. Don't you see that as a benefit? True, Klal Yisrael didn't benefit anything from it. There's no benefit here. But your shlichas, through your shlichas, Shem Hashem at least was mentioned in Paro's palace. Something? Remember during the Six-Day War, there were worldwide televised debates in the United Nations after the war as to what the peace arrangements should be, the ceasefire arrangements. And all the Arabs got up and they spoke about Allah this and Allah that and Allah, Allah, Allah. And Abba Ibn was the ambassador to the UN at the time, and he never once mentioned the Rabban Shlom's name. So my Rosh Hashiva of Gifters, that's how I wrote him a letter. And he said, you have a tremendous opportunity. You're on world television. The Arabs are constantly mentioning God and God and God. Wouldn't it be nice if the world knew that we also have a God? You have a chance to Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Why don't you also mention God's name? Eventually he got back an answer on the official stationery of the State of Israel, that it is the policy of the State of Israel not to mention God's name publicly, or for that matter, privately. They're afraid that they will mention it in a place probably that you're not allowed to say it, or whether it's extra machmir. That, Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't see that as a benefit? What do you mean, may Oz, from that moment that I came to Paro, that's all you can do is complain about what happened to Klal Yisrael? Forget about Klal Yisrael. Look at the benefit to Kiddush Hashem. Doesn't that mean anything to you? That was his chait. How was he misakin the chait? Rashi says on the word Oz Yashir Moshe. The Torah puts into perspective when Moshe Rabbeinu decided to sing the Shira. You could think he decided to sing the Shira when Klal Yisrael got through the Yam and everything was fine and the Egyptians were drowned, and then he decided to sing the Shira. Rashi says no. Oz Kishiroas Hanes. Ola belibo lo marshir. When he saw the nes, meaning before anything else happened, as soon as the yam split, Moshe Rabbeinu said, we're going to sing Shira. It's still up in the air whether you're going to make it through. It's still up in the air whether your enemies are going to be drowned. Makes no difference, Moshe Rabbeinu said. I'm assessing what happened over there. True, it may be we may not make it through, and the Egyptians may not be drowned, but there's still kedai to sing a Shira, because the Kiddush Hashem of seeing Kriyas Yamsuf is Kedai in itself. That's the tikkun for the Aveira of saying the Oz Bosi Yopar. Gemara Megillah, similar Gemara in Sanhedrin with little bit differences. The Gemara says the following. Gemara says the following. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi pasach la pishcha lahai parsha samihacha. The Gemara is speaking about the drushes that various Tanoim, Amoroim gave as their hakdama to darshaning Megillas Esther. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi opened his drusha to Megillas Esther in the following way. V'hoyo kasher sos Hashem aleichem lehetiv eschem ken yosis Lahora Eschem. Just like the Rabban Hashem was happy to do good for you, he's going to be happy to do bad for you. Umi chadi HaKadosh Baruch Ma'abalashim Shal Rishoyim. Morris says, is that true? The Rabban Hashem was happy when Rishoyim, the Gidden at the time, were Rishoyim. They deserve to be punished. Is the Rabban Hashem happy when he punishes Rishoyim? When they get their downfall? The Hakshiv, the Seis, Lefnei HaChalutz, the Omrim Hodu Lashem, Ki Liolam Chazdov. This is talking where Yehoshaphat went into Milchama against the Midyanim and the Moavim and the Ammonim and the Givonim. And it says, Hodu Lashem ki liolam chazdo. It doesn't say ki tov, because Rashi says it wasn't tov be'enei Hashem. God doesn't like it even when Rishoyim have to be killed. This is talking about Goy. Till now we're talking about Yid. The Rabban Hashem is going to be happy when the Yidden of that generation suffer because they're Rishoyim. So we're bringing a raya that the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy when Rishoyim suffer from the fact that when Goyim who are Rishoyim suffer. Right now we can ask a kasha. Maybe Goyim who are Rishoyim, no, never say Goyim. What do you expect from a Goyim? And what? How much does his Rishas do in the world? As the Maral says by Titus, or the Nefesh HaChaim says it. Nefesh HaChaim. What did Titus accomplish? Solus Mesulus. He ground up a flower already. The Beis HaMikdash we destroyed with our Averis. He destroyed a shell. He couldn't do anything. A Goy with his Maisim can accomplish things in the physical world. He can't accomplish anything in the spiritual world. Yidden or Machriv Mikdash, there are theirs. So the Rabbanu Shalom is not so happy when Goyish and Rishoyim suffer, when they have to be destroyed. But with Yiddish and Rishoyim who destroy the Olam, there he's happy, maybe. But Sukumaris Raya from the fact that when the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy when Goyim who are Rishoyim are destroyed, to the fact that he's not happy when Yiddish, I could think of a Svara to be Machalik between them. And then the Gemara says, "Vi Omer of Yochanan." I bring you another proof. My dechshiva lo korav zel ze kol alayla dikshu malachi ashoris lo marshira. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu, my se yod I tovim beyan the atem omrim shira. See, same thing. The Rosh Hashanah is not happy when Egyptians are drowned. My se yod I tovim beyan. So you see, the Rosh Hashanah doesn't want the malachim to say shira lefonai. He's not happy with that. He doesn't want to hear shira at that time. Our answer is, Amar Abelazar, who ain't osos? Aval acherin nesis. He's not happy, makes other people happy. Other people, taka, rejoice. Our enemies rejoice over us. The Moshe himself is not happy. Similar Gemara in Sanhedrin. Here the Gemara says that what's it called? The Moshe is going to be happy or make others happy, the way the Maskana is, when Yidden, Rishoyim, are punished. That's what they're talking about. Yidden in the world, the time of Ham. Similarly, the Gemara in Sanhedrin starts with a different thing. Vayavar harino b'machane, omr av acha bar chanina, be'avod rishoyim rino, be'avod achav ben imri rino. It's talking about achav, that what's it called? Rino went through the machane, achav was finally killed. And when the Gemara says, be'avod rishoyim rino, there's happiness when rishoyim are destroyed in this world. And then the Gemara asks the same question. Is the Rabbanu Shalom really happy when Rishoyim are destroyed? And it brings the same rayas from Goyim. From Yehoshaphat, who killed Goyim, who were Rishoyim, and seemingly from Mitzrayim, were the Egyptians. And then the Gemara has to come to an answer. No, the answer is, who ain't no source of Onesis? Why didn't the Gemara just say there's a difference between Goyim and Yidden? The first two cases are Yidden, the Rabbanu Shalom is happy. And the cases you're bringing me with the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy. It's all talking about Goyim. Why don't the Gemara just give that answer? What's the hechrich? But because the Rabbanu Shalom is not happy when Rishoyim of Goyim are killed, that the same thing applies to Yidden. We didn't bring any proof about Yidden. And the question was both cases on Yidden. Therefore, I'm going to say the following. So there's another kasha over here. And that is, if it's talking about Mitzrayim, why does it say, Ma'ise Yodai Tovim Bayam? It's talking about the Malachim wanted to say Shira at night. The Lokor of Zel, Ze Kol Alayla, Le Lokor of Zel, Ze. That's what the Medrash is going on. The Lokor of Zel, Ze Kol Alayla. When did the Egyptians get drowned? The Chorah, not till the next morning. Ashmoras HaBokir, Zemachlokis, Bamaroyim, whether it was B'nei Tzachamo, or Beheir Hayom, Alos HaShachar, they were killed, or Netzacham. But surely not at night. No Egyptians drowned at night. The Yidden were the one who were going through the Yam at night. Only in the morning did they get through, and the Mitzrim were drowned coming after them. But that was Bashmoras HaBokir. So how can it be, Maisei Yod, they told, the Malachim came at night, and they wanted to say Shira, and the Rabbanu Shalom told them they can't, because Maisei Yod, they told him Bayam, and it was at night. Nobody was drowning in the sea then. Therefore, I think, and I found a medrash that says, Mamish, this word. It's not talking about the Egyptians. It's talking about the Yid. Ma'ase Yodai. First of all, Ma'ase Yodai always applies to Klal Yisrael. Maise yodai lehispoir. Maise yodai tovim bayam. We said that the entire night there was a din. The Jews were in the midst of a sea that was above them. They were in the sea. Tovim bayam. And it wasn't clear whether they were going to get out of that yam or the yam was going to bury them. So, Klal Yisrael are in danger. Maise yodai tovim bayam. Not tovu bayam. They haven't drowned yet, but they were drowning. Meaning they were in the midst of a yam. What's drowning? You're in the midst of the water. That's where they were. They were in dry land, but the water was all around them. They were misunim badin. Any second, the Rabban Shem could decide that that's it. So Klal Yisrael, misunim badin. We don't say Hallel and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because it's Shas Adin. Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanav. Klal Yisrael badin. You don't say Hallel. How can the Malachim say Hallel at night? That was the problem. That was Yidden who were Maisei Yodai Tovim Bayam. And therefore, there's no kasha anymore. The Gemara asked the kasha, how do you know, is the Ravonus from happy when Yiddish Rishoyim die? So first the Gemara brought a raya from Yehoshaphat. But it then immediately added to that raya, and if you'll think that Goyim are different than Yidden, they are Marab Yochanan. He said another thing. Even by Yidden, the Ravonus from's not happy, because Maisei Yodai Tovim Bayam. Talking about Yidden. Not only Goyim. Not two rayas by Goyim. One raya by Goyim, and if you don't like that, then there's a raya by Yidden too. There's a medrash. You think that's too fantastic? Kach. First he gives a marshal. Then he says, Kach Yisrael hoyu nesunim batzora bayam. Bolum malochi asharis lakalis lakodish baruch hu. Nozach bahem. Omer lem akodish baruch hu. Bonai nesunim batzora. The altem mekalsu lefonai. It wasn't because the Egyptians drowned. It's because Klal Yisrael were Nesunim Batsora Bayom. They were Omed Badin. Could be they'd be drowned any second. And you want to now be Makales? Kivin Sha'olu Yisrael Min Hayom. Bo Yisrael Malachi Ashores L'Mashira. Now we wanted to say Shira, and the Malachim wanted to say Shira. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malachi Ashores Hanichul Yisrael Tchila. Let them say first. You second. But you second. Then there was no problem saying Shira. And they explained, because who Yossis? Other people can be happy. The Moshav not happy. And now the Malachim and Klal Yisrael can say Shira. Yossis Acherim. Just like our enemies can be happy at our downfall, we can be happy at their downfall. That you can understand the Taz too. Why don't we say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach? Not because the poor Mitzrim died. Because that would be okay of Yossi Sacheri. That's why we said Hallel, Leil Pesach, even though the Bechoros died. Right? The Maisa people are killed. But who those sauce? The Rabbanu Shlom's not happy. But Yossi Sacheri. Other people, our enemies are allowed to rejoice at our downfall. We're allowed to rejoice at the downfall of our enemies. So we are allowed to say Hallel Leil Pesach, even though the Bechoros died. So what about Shvi Shal Pesach? Shvi Shal Pesach is not because, and that's not what the Taz means, according to what we're saying now, right, the Medrashim are not because the Egyptians drowned that you can't say Hallel. That you could say. Yossi Sacher. But every Shvi Shal Pesach, the night of Shvi Shal Pesach is a Shach Adin. And Sifrei Chayim v'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanav v'Atem Omrim Shira. Can't say Shira v'Shach Hadin. And Leil Shvi Shal Pesach is the Chazorah every year of the time the Klal Yisrael and the Sunim Badin. We may have been drowned. All of us, some of us. In a time of Din, you don't say Hallel. Aye, that was at night. The next day, something different. No. Einch Korbod Noseim Chalukos. It's all one Hemshech Hazman. So if in a part of that Zman there's a Shas Hadin, when you can't say Hallel, then in the whole Zman you can't say it. The first day is a separate thing. That's Taka Choluk insofar that it's a Yontif, it's something special. But Shvi Shal Pesach, if it would be Choluk Korban Oseim, each day would be different, then the night and the day would have been different. The day you bring Korbanos, the night you don't bring Korbanos. It's a different Korban from the day before. So this is a Shas Hadin, this is a different time. But you can't say B'shas Adin, you can't say. B'shas Adin, they didn't say, we don't say Hallel. And the Mela, there's no difference between Chol HaMoed and the last day, it's all one time. It's all B'shas Adin, which is similar, the opposite of Sukkot. Sukkot also were only Badin. Hoshana Rabbah, especially the night of Hoshana Rabbah, is the Iker Din on Geshem, which is Chaim and Mavis. B'chara, we shouldn't say Hallel, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot either. Because of the Shas Hadin, of Shri shall Sukkot, shall Shana Rabbah. But Korban Oseim Chalukos. There each day is separate. And therefore the night is separate from the day. And the Iker Din is at night. So the day you can say, and you can say Chol HaMoed too. There's not a different reason. All the Taz is explaining is why Korban Oseim Chalukos makes a difference. Why shouldn't you say Hallel just because ain't Korban Oseim Chalukos? There's more to it. It's because it's a Shas Hadin. And a Shas Hadin where there's no Chalukah and Korbanos, the whole time becomes a Shas Hadin. And when it is a Chalukah, then the Shas Hadin is only that time. And that time was at night. You don't say Hallel at night. The next day you can say Hallel. The Din is basically the night of Hoshana Rabbah. All the Sfarim speak about Chatzos Laila or whatever. The Din basically is over already by Chatzos, at the most into 3 hours into the day. With that, I think you can understand a tefillah that everybody has to kasha. There are those, I think, that say, I don't remember if it's Shlomo Zalman, or somebody says similar to this, but according to what we're saying, it's Pashut. We say at night, the Yamsu Pokata, the Zeidim Tibata, the Yedidim Hevarta, Vayachasu Maim Tzorehem, Echad Mehem Lo Nosor. It's out of order. What happened first? The Egyptians drowned, or the Yidden went through Yamsu? We went through, we got out, and then the Egyptians drowned. So why does it say the Yamsu Pokata, and then the Zeidim Tibata, and only after that the Yedidim Hevarta? It's not in the right order. According to what we said, it's perfect. Yamsu Pokata, that's one thing. But at that point, Zeidim Tibata, the Zeidim, who were the Halolu of the Avodah Zorah, the Halolu of the Zorah, Zeidim is talking about Yidden. Just like some of the Farshei HaShulchan Aruch say that Zeidim by Chanukah, the Zeidim by Aroske Sorasech is referring to the Hellenists. Not to the Greeks. The Greeks end with Tmeim Biyat Tahori, Rishoyim Biyat Tzadikim. Zeidim is Yidin. Yidin are Zeidim. And here's also the Zeidim Tibata. Tibata doesn't mean you drown them and kill them, but they were drowning Tovim Bayam. And then Yedidim Hevarta. What does that mean? Those same Zeidim became Yedidim. Yedidim means Enochinami. Halolu of the Avodah Zorah, Halolu of the Avodah Zorah. So why were these Avodah Zorah saved and the other ones not? Because we had Zchus Avos. Yedidim comes from Na Yedid Bevesi. Right? Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. The three different Peshotim who Yedid was. Some say Avram, some say Yitzchak, some say Yaakov. Yedidim are the Avos. These are the Bonim of the Avos. They had Zchus Avos. Because of that, even though they personally were Zaydim, they deserved to be saved. So first Zeidim Tibata, after Kriyas Yam Suf, Zeidim Tibata, the Yidden went into the Yam, and they were Tovim by Yam. And then the Rabban Hashem decided to save the Yidden. The Yedidim Hevarta. And then he killed the Egyptians. Vayachasumayim, Tzorehem. Who's the Tzorehem? Tzorehem is going back on the Yedidim and the Zeidim. Thinking with that, you can understand another thing. It says, Alzo Shibchu Ahuvim, the Roma Mukail, and then the Nosnu Yedidim, Zmiro Shiros Vishishbachos. Not all the Yidden wrote the Avodah Zorah. There were Yidden who were Zoche by their own merit, not only because of Zchus Avos to get through the Yam. Not all the Yidden were Rishoyim Chas V'Shoyim. There were Yidden who were Tzadikim too. Shevet Levi never wrote the Avodah Zorah. So there were two groups in Mitzrayim. There were the Yedidim and the Ahuvim. The Yedidim survived only because they were Yedidim. They were Zchus Avos. The Ahuvim themselves had their merit. So, Alzo Shibchu Ahuvim V'Romim Mukeh. The Ahuvim were Meshabeach Meromim V'Rabban Shalom, but they deserved what happened to them. So, Meshabeach V'Rabban Shalom was saving them, even though it was deserved. But v'nosnu yedidim, zmiros, shiros, v'sishbochos, brachos, v'holdos, much more, because they didn't deserve it. How all of them were the yedidim. The melech kelchai v'kayon.
because they should have been dead, and they were Atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayom. It's two different people. There's the Ahuvim in Klal Yisrael, the Yedidim, and that's what it means. The Zeidim Tivata, the Yedidim Hevarta. Those Zeidim became Yedidim because of Schus Avos, and that's why it says Poda Novim the Ozer Dalim. Poda Novim is the ones who were tzaddikim. The Rabbanu Shalom redeemed them. But the Ozer Dalim, the Rabbanu Shalom gave them help, which they didn't deserve. Those were the ones that were Dalim, that had no schuyos, that only their only schus was schus avos. The Rabbanu Shalom helped them with that schus. With that, let me explain something else. You look at the Siddur, there's a difference between what we say at night about Kriyas Yamsuf and what we say in the daytime. At night, we say, Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Malchuso v'ratzon kiblu aleihem, Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Echon u'shira, v'simcha rabo v'yomru chulam. What do we quote? Michamocha v'edim Hashem, Michamocha neder v'kodesh, Nora silos o'seitel. One pasuk from the Shir. Malchus chorov anecho v'kei yamuth ni-Moshe. Ze keili anu. Another pasuk. Ze keili v'andei. It's also hinted to. V'omru Hashem yimloch li'olam v'ed. Three psukim. Michamocha. Ze keili v'andeihu. And Hashem yimloch li'olam v'ed. In the morning, we only refer to two of those psukim. Moshe v'nei Yisrael echon u'shiro v'simcha rabba v'yomru chulam. Michamocha v'edim Hashem. Shira chadosha. Yachad kulam hodu v'imlichu v'yomru. Hashem yimloch li'olam v'ed. Another difference. By michamoch and Hashem yimloch, it says yachad kulam himlichu v'yomru. V'omru chulam. By zekeli, it says onu v'omru. I'll say it like this. The way we've explained it, the Iker Kriyas Yam Suf happened at night. Klal Yisrael all through the night went through the Yam in danger of being drowned. Till the next morning, the Jews weren't saved and the Egyptians weren't destroyed. At night, we say all three psukim. Why? At night already, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Nes, he was inspired already to say Shira, despite the fact that nothing was clear what was going to be the outcome. But that it was misakin what he had before. Makes no difference what's going to happen to us. L'mais is the Kiddush Hashem. It's Kedai to sing Shira for the Kiddush Hashem. Oz Yashir Moshe. And therefore, Klal Yisrael Onu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Nisragesh, and Klal Yisrael already had that feeling after Moshe Rabbeinu. That happened at night. It's mentioned at night. Klal Yisrael were eventually saved. So it mentions at night also what happened in the daytime, what the outcome was. The Egyptians were, were drowned. That's Michamocha. Medrash says B'Teirish, Michamocha, when they saw the Egyptians drowned, they said Michamocha Ba'ilim Hashem. Michamocha Neder Ba'Kodesh. That was the drowning of the Egyptians. Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed, we'll see in a second, is the Hemshech of Klal Yisrael being able to create and be Mamshech Malchus Hashem beyond just Kriyas Yamsuf on an ongoing basis. That's Hashem Yimloch Li'olam Voed. So that pasuk Zekei Li'onu was Be'ikar at night. Therefore, we don't say it in the daytime. The only two psukim we say in the daytime is what happened Mamish in the daytime. What happened Mamish in the daytime was the other two psukim. Could be they said again, Zekeli Manveh. But the Iker Nekud of Zekeli Manveh is that they said it after Moshe Rabbeinu at the time when they didn't even know if they were going to survive. They still said it's Kedai to be Meshabeach on this Nes. Putting it all into perspective, before Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Rabbanu Shem told Moshe Rabbeinu, go and tell Bnei Yisrael, Eye asher Eye, Eye imam b'tzora zu, kemo shani Eye imam b'tzora acheres. I'll be with them in this tzora, as I'll be with them in other tzoras. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Rabbanu Shem, Dayim b'tzora b'shaita. They will tell him there's going to be more tzoras. They have enough with this tzoras. Moshe Rabbanu Shem said, I never meant it. You should tell them that. I'm telling you there's going to be other tzoras. You go and tell Bnei Yisrael, Eye shlachani aleichem. You just mentioned the first area. Now, don't mention to them there's going to be more tzoras. Chazal say in Psachim, there's a difference between shir and shira.
Shir is masculine. It connotes an end. Just like a man doesn't get pregnant and have children, that shir doesn't produce other shiros. It's the last shir, the finish, the completion of history, when there won't be any need for other shiros. There won't be any other tzaris. That's shir. That's why in the Haggadah, when we speak about the Geula Hasida, we say shir chadash. And when we speak about the shir of Mitzrayim, we say shira chadash. Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, thought, that's it. That's it. We have now reached the peak. Everything is going to be okay. There's not going to be any more. This is the Geula. This is the final thing. And that's the same way that Adam Harishon felt. Right? After he went through all his tzaras, and Cain went through his tzaras, he figured this, okay, now we're finished with tzaras. Now the world's going to go glide along. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. This is it. We've reached the Shabbos, right? The world now is on a steady course. No more problems. This is Zman already of Geula, of Mashiach, or whatever. Shabbos. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, also said a Shir. Hashir Yelochem. Because they thought also, this is no more tzaras. All of a sudden, Mitzrayim are running after them again. So they look to Moshe Rabbeinu, what's going on? Moshe said, I've got to tell you something. Something I wasn't megala to you before you left Mitzrayim, I've got to tell you now. The Rebbe Mishum Taka said, Ehaya Asher Ehaya. Not just Ehaya. There's going to be a lot of tzaras. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the end. Yetzias Mitzrayim is the archetype for all the tzaras. Mitzrayim is the archetype for all the tzaras that will come in the future. And Yetzias Mitzrayim is the archetype for all the geulas. And we say it in the Haggadah. Twice we say in the Haggadah, Bechol Dor Vador. Where? Shebechol Dor Vador Omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu. Every generation has its manifestation of Shibud Mitzrayim. That Golis, all the Golios, the Midrashim said, emanate from Shibud Mitzrayim. They're all a completion of Shibud Mitzrayim, which wasn't completed because we weren't there 400 years. So all the tzaras that we have emanate from Shibud Mitzrayim. That's Shebechol Dor Vador Omdim Aleinu L'chaloseinu. There's another Bechol Dor Vador. Bechol Dor Vador Chayiv Adam Liros Esatzmo Ki'ilu Hu Yotzam in Mitzrayim. Every Yeshua from those tzaras of each generation is a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every person has his Mitzrayim. He has his Yetzias Mitzrayim. Every generation has its Mitzrayim. Sometimes it's a physical Mitzrayim, sometimes a spiritual Mitzrayim, and every generation has its Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Klal Yisrael always come out. Individuals may not, but Klal Yisrael as a Klal came out of everything. We came out of Mitzrayim, 4/5 of the Jewish people remained there dead, but we came out as a people. We came out of the Holocaust, 6 million died, but Klal Yisrael came out of that, and the Inquisition, and the pogroms, and Tach V'Tat, and the Crusades, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. That is the progression of Jewish history. And we realize when we came to Yam Suf, this isn't the end. They didn't fool themselves. They never said Shir. They're the first people in history who bekavona said Shira. From the time the world was created until Klal Yisrael came to Yam Suf, no one said Shira. Yeah, there were Shir. Nizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Hashir Yelochem. But there was never a Shira. No one ever said, okay, this isn't the end, this is just part of a process. And still we're going to thank the Rabban Shalom because the process is also important. And that's what they said, Hashem Yimloch Li Olam Vo'ed. This is not the end. We are a very important part in bringing Malchus Hashem to the world, and it's a process. We're going to go through other tzaras, and we're going to come out of those tzaras. Had they seen that even the tzaras were manifestations of Malchus Hashem. The Medrash says, had they said, Hashem Melech Olam Vo'ed, not Yimloch in the future, then Lo HaYasholit Bohem Am V'Uma. Nobody could have had any shlit over us. We wouldn't have needed it. Because then we would have understood that the tzaras themselves, we wouldn't need the tzaras. But since we said Hashem Yimloch, ultimately we'll see Malchus Hashem. But there's going to be hard times, and they didn't see the hard times as being clearly a manifestation of Malchus Hashem, then they had to go through those hard times. And when you go through them, then you begin to see how even that's the you have to be Meshabeach the Rebbeinu, even on the bed. Had they seen it without having to go through it, they wouldn't have had to go through it. Therefore, Shvi Shel Pesach and the whole time leading up to that, after Gulas Mitzrayim, is this idea of the ongoing Yitzias Mitzrayim. The fact that there is a Shibud Mitzrayim that continues on, Ad Bias Goel Tzedek, and a Yitzias Mitzrayim, the whole Dor Vador. And understanding that, and then coming on Shvi Shel Pesach and saying Shira, not Shir. We know it's not over. But that's our part in Kriyas Yamsuf. There was a Nes that could have divested Klal Yisrael of its mission. We could have drowned. There was a Mida Keneged Mida that the Egyptians were drowned. There was a third part, and that was the Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed. That we are not divested of our mission. But we came out of this, we came out of the Yam, to continue that mission Ad Bias Goel Tzedek. That's the third aspect of Kriyas Yamsuf, which is represented by Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed, by Yehi Li Lishua. That explains why on Parshas Bishalach, when we lay Kriyas Yamsuf, the Haftorah of the day is Devorah, Shiras Devorah. Because the Haftorah has to be similar to the Kriyas HaTorah. So what's the most similar thing in Nach to Kriyas Yamsuf? Shiras Devorah. Here were people who were drowned, enemies that came against us that were drowned, and a Shira after the drowning. What could be closer? So then why by Shvi Shel Pesach don't we read the same Haftorah? Why do we read the Shira of David when he was victorious over all of his enemies? That's not as close as Shiras Devorah. There nobody drowned over there. Right? The Iker is missing. It happens to be a Yeshua. But that's the difference. On Bishalach, we want to make the Haftorah fit Kriyas HaTorah. The Kriyas HaTorah, the fitting, is drowning and a Shira. But Shvi Shel Pesach is not the Iker over here, the drowning of the Mitzrim and the Shira. The Iker is that this is the ongoing Geula. It's a symbol of all the Yeshuas that have to come till Ben David comes. And all of that was hinted by David HaMelech himself. All the tzaras that David HaMelech had in his life is a Maisa Ovel similar bonding to all the tzaras that will happen in Golas. Till Ben David, till we'll be able to sing that Shira, Migdol Yeshuas Malko. And then Ben David, David HaMelech will be saved from all the tzaras, Klal Yisrael, and it'll lead to Mashiach Ben David. That's what Shvi Shel Pesach is. It's not just the Kriyas HaTorah of Shiras Hayam. It's what Shvi Shel Pesach represents. The Torah fits the Yom, not just the theme of the Kriya. To end, there's a Ramban in Shir HaShirim. Not in his Perish to Shir HaShirim. It's in his Perish to Aseres HaDibros. It's on a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. I haven't been able to find this Ramban, but the Tzfas Emes brings it down a few times. And he's Neman, Olai, that it's there somewhere. But it sounds like a Hasidic Avort. But the Ramban says it. He says like this, it says in the Pasuk, Mato'iru u'mato'oruru eso'ava ad she'techpot. Says the Ramban, if you have a tremendous hisoris for Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, whatever the hisoris is, you have a tremendous regish, tremendous feeling. Don't just use it in an abstract feeling way, ad she'techpot, put it into some kind of chetetz. Put it into something tangible. Because when you make it tangible, then it's more real, and something that you can hold on to and protect. So you can't just leave things floating in the air as abstract ideas and feelings. You have to put into something concrete. So how do you concretize these feelings? Zekeli, they saw Mamash the Rabbanu Shalala. And from that came the Mida Keneged Mida. And from that came understanding what our role in all of this, Malchus Hashem, Yimloch Le'olam Voed, and we're part of that Malchus Hashem, L'netzach Mitzachim. We didn't go out with a flame, right, of bringing the world. It's an ongoing thing of bringing this message to the world. So it can't just be nice ideas. You have to put it into concrete. So that's what Chazal say. Zekeli v'andehu. There's three pshatim in Chazal v'andehu. One is anave also. Hidr mitzvah. If you really understand that your purpose in this world is to bring Malchus Hashem to the entire world, to ourselves, to everybody. And surely it's an ongoing process. So you have to make sure the next generation also wants to do it. Then the way to guarantee that
is to see the beauty in Yiddishkeit. That's a beautiful thing. And even the mesiras nefesh that you have to have, but you benefit more than you lose. Even if you give up your life. But what does the Torah give you? Eternal life. So you gave up temporal life for eternal life. No matter, there can't be any sacrifice you make for Torah that the benefit isn't greater than the sacrifice. Torah is a benefit. It's something to be happy about. Hiddur mitzvah, that's what Hiddur mitzvah is all about. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that a whole generation in America was lost to Yiddishkeit because of the krechts of people who are moser nefesh for Shabbos. Parents were moser nefesh. They didn't want to be mechal Shabbos. They didn't work on Shabbos. They lost their jobs. They had to go look for a new job. And it wasn't so easy. There weren't jobs available. And if they didn't work next Shabbos, they lost that job too. Had they come home, he said, Friday night and said, ah, it's so worth it. It's so difficult. But Shabbos is so beautiful and so much worth it that it's worth all the tzaras we're going through. Their children would have been Shomer Shabbos. You know what the children heard? Oh, it's so difficult. And Shabbos is so hard. And so the children said to themselves, as soon as we can become adults, we're going to give up this crazy. Our parents are crazy, but we're not going to make ourselves crazy. So because of the krechts of the people who were moser nefesh for Shabbos, but it wasn't beautiful to them. It wasn't worth it. It was just something they did. That whole generation. You want your children. You want it to go on. You want to feel that you're part of this process, which doesn't end until Yemos HaMashiach, and therefore, Bechol Dor Vador. First thing is, Hiddur Mitzvah. See that the mitzvahs are beautiful. They're appealing. They're something that you want to do. You understand how important it is. Second thing, Vandeyu Anivahu. Mahu Rachum, Afatotehi Rachum, Midos. Have the right Midos. You want to be Makarev people. You have this mission of bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. It can't just be Bein Adam LaMakom. It has to be Bein Adam LaChaveiro too. So you have to have the kind of midos that emulate the Rabban Hashem. When people see you, they see godliness. They don't see in you things that contradict the Rabban Hashem. And lastly, Anave also, I'll build him a Nove. I'll build him a Beis HaMikdash. You have to be able to Bein Adam LaMakom also. You're the Mikdash, v'shachanti b'socham. You have to reflect Kedusha, and a life of Kedusha. Not just a life of humanity, but a life of Kedusha. And then you become the lighthouse that brings the light of Kedusha to the world. You're a mamleches kohen in v'goy kadosh. So those are the three ways of actualizing this mission. When you saw Zekeli, that's the beginning of Kriyas Yamsu. You saw that the Rabban Hashem wants the world, the entire world, to recognize him. And you saw that he punishes those people and put on that part of Kriyas Yamsu. And now your mission is not ended there, but it's an ongoing mission. Then put it into practice. Both by Hiddur Mitzvah, by Midos, and by Kedusha. Those three things put that mission into, therefore, we have another few days of Chol HaMoed to think about all this, and to come to Shvi Shel Pesach, where we understand what exactly Kriyas Yamsuf is all about, and to understand that Geulas Mitzrayim and Shibud Mitzrayim hasn't ended. It's an ongoing process that we are also part, and our door also has a part in that, and we have our specific Mitzrayim and our specific Yitzias Mitzrayim, and everybody has their own personal Mitzrayim and their own personal Yitzias Mitzrayim. And if we're able to contemplate that and to put it into practice, the ways that the Torah tells us and Chazal tell us, and finally, the final way is Elokei Avi Varomemenu, by strengthening the Mesorah, Mesoras Avos, all the way back to our Avos, right, together, those two things, this chain of tradition, and the fact that a person is Osek in Hiddur Mitzvah, and in Midos Tovos, and in building a Mikdash in his heart, where the Rabban Hashem's presence is seen in the world, then the Mirtz Hashem will reach the final culmination of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki meitzeis chom eretz Mitzrayim, arenu niflos, and will come to the ultimate geula shleima b'mheirav yomeinu.